Ye the Lord. We bless the name of the Lord once again as we come in to broadcast the word of the Lord. We thank God for his help upon our lives. And as we come together, we want us to bow down our head and our heart so we can pray together. Ancient of this, we thank you. Lord, we bless you. Lord, we appreciate you. This is now yet another opportunity, another time that you are bringing us together under the heavens and on earth. Lord, to worship together. Lord, I'm going to present our offering of worship unto you. Father, we want to thank you for the opportunity. We want to thank you, Lord, for the grace. We want to thank you for the power, for the strength you've given unto us. Father, as we gather together, the Bible says, the gathering of my people shall be unto me. Therefore, as your mouthpiece and as your priest, I come to dedicate this gathering to the God in heavens, God of heavens, God on earth, God even that has brought us together. I dedicate, Lord, even the gathering unto you, the God of heavens, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, take over. Lord, take charge. Be in charge of all the words that will come out. All the listeners, Lord, be in charge of their ears. Be in charge of our atmosphere. Be in charge of our environment, that the name of the Lord may be glorified. Quicken us in the realm of the spirit. Father, bring us together in the spirit and not in the flesh, that your word may come expressly without any delay, that the name of the Lord may be glorified. Thank you, our Lord Jehovah. Hallelujah be unto your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. It is time to favor Zion, O Lord. Have mercy upon me. Once again, my name is Wale Ajimotunareje, the founding pastor of Royal City Church International, in the United States of America, state of Maryland. It is time to favor Zion. Oh Lord, have mercy upon me. It is time to favor Zion. Oh Lord, have mercy upon me. It is time to favor Zion. Oh Lord, God arise. God arise. It is time to favor Zion. Oh Lord, have mercy upon me. It is time to favor Zion. Oh Lord, God arise. I pray and I prophesy over somebody that God will arise. And it's set time to favor us as come. And I pray that none of us shall miss that set time. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Your appointment for your favor. Your appointment for your upliftment, for your appointment for your blossomness that has come, shall not fail in the name of the Lord Jesus. And you will not never miss that appointment in the name of the Lord Jesus. I have the title of the word of God before me that talks about building for eternity. Building for eternity. I'm going to read the scripture from the book of St. Luke. Chapter number 14. I will start the reading from verses 20, 25 to 30. Luke chapter 14, 25 to 30. Now, great multitudes went with him, and he turned and said to them, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you intending to build a tower does not sit down first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it, lest after he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. This man began to build and was not able to finish. One of the names of our God is Alpha and the Omega. That is the beginning and the end. That everything that has a beginning must have an end. Therefore, I prophesy as we go into the body of the message, the anointing of Omega upon your life shall come expressly. As you have started this narrow path of righteousness, the Lord will help us to finish well. Because the Bible says the end of a thing is better than the beginning thereof. Do you have any abandoned project? Do you have, you know, unending sickness in your life right now? I pray the Lord will bring it to an end. That's your project, you will finish well in the name of the Lord Jesus. Every spiritual resources, emotional resources, physical resources, you know, that you will need to complete it, to finish well, the Lord will give unto you. So the kingdom of darkness will not mock you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Building for eternity. Jesus was speaking here. Jesus was talking to his disciples and many other people. Because, you know, it was after the parable of the great supper. Then he came to a level when he left that scene, was going and was, you know, preaching and teaching people. And the Bible says, a great multitude went with him. And he turned and said to them, if anyone comes with me, must hate his father and mother and wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. I look at this and I said, oh wow. So I need to hate myself before I could follow Jesus Christ. And the title talks about building for eternity. Does this correlate? Yes, literally you might say no, does not correlate. But spiritually it correlates. Because if you read further, it's talking about from verse 28, said, for which of you intending to build a tower does not sit down first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it? Everything that we are doing and the parable, the word of Jesus that Jesus spoke here, you know, stand tantamount to building your life, building everything that you are doing. As you are working as a teacher, you are as a nurse, as a professional, as a computer analyst, as a computer guru, as an engineer, you are building everything for eternity, nothing else. Because everything you build on earth here, you can inherit it. Even if your children inherit, you know, those things that you live on earth, definitely they will still leave it again. So who owns it? Nobody. But the one you will build, that you will enjoy forever, that is building for eternity, that is the most one that is so important, paramount, and has spiritual benefit. Building for eternity. So when what does it connote when we're talking about building for eternity? You can ask the question, am I a builder? Have I gone to the university to study, you know, building technology or civil engineering? Am I at college to study all of these professional courses? No. But we're talking about everything packaged together. Your life packaged together. Every of your integrity of your life packaged together talks about building. You are building something. Even on earth, you know, you want to build a house, you know, you go and work, you go and do this, you know, you want to cook, you want to eat food, you are trying to do all of those, you know, things to make sure that things package together. But coming, you know, spiritually, all of your life endeavor is in the process of building. You are building something. So when your activities, your life, everything, your day-to-day activity, the integrity of your life, no hustling and bustling, no crisscrossing the axis of the world to look for greener pasture, you are building for something. You are building for eternity. Either you like it or not. So you have to be careful the way you handle your life. You have to be careful the way you build as you go in the facet, your facet of life. Our Lord was referring here to a cost which we have to count, but to a cost which He already counted. God has counted some costs about building for eternity. The cost was those 30 years in Nazareth that He spent. Those 3 years of popularity, scandals and hatred. The unfathomable agony He experienced in Gethsemane and the assault upon Him at Calvary. Those are the costs. As He was going, you thought maybe he was preaching only. He was teaching only, he was healing only. No, as He was doing all of this, He was building for where He will end up. He will, okay, you are, maybe you are, you know, or in America, you are in the Western world. You may want to begin to build, you know, house in your home base. That when you now go back to base, you have somewhere even to lay your head until God will ring the bell. Say, come on, come on. So, literally, that means you, as you are working here, you are doing overtime, you are doing 16 hours, you are doing 2 jobs, you are doing everything. You are building for your home. Where you are going? Physical home. You sending something home to put structure together for you. So when you retire back home, you have somewhere to lay your head. Exactly, that one is directly proportional to even the heavens you are going. That is why we're talking about building for eternity. So as we come together, Jesus Christ was not talking about the, you know, or the physical cost here, but the cost of how He built, you know, for His eternity. And we as His follower to follow in that dimension to begin to build for our own eternity. He laid down the prototype. He laid down the structure. He laid down the foundation. How we could build ourselves, build structure, build, you know, all of those things we are doing through our activities, through our spoken word, through our heart, through our religion, through our family, through our marriage, through our children, through our job, to build for eternity that we are going. Jesus Christ came here, He built that structure. He built, you know, all of those things He went through, the agony even in Gethsemane, the hatred, you know, upon Him on the cross of Calvary, and the 30 years in Nazareth. All of those things He went through then to build for eternity. Now, if I can ask you a question, where is Jesus today now? Is He in hell or in His kingdom of His Father? He made it. He came here, He built everything. He didn't build up hazardly. He was building according to commandment of God. He was building to instruction. So, on the final analysis, Jesus Christ has counted the cost. People are not going to laugh at him and say, this man began to build and was not able to finish well. The thief that was nailed alongside with him on Calvary, the one at the left side, that was mocking him, that you did not do well, that's why you were here, he ended up in hell. But the one that knew that Jesus Christ built well, that Jesus Christ did well according to the instruction, according to the parameter of his God, and asked him for favor, that please, if you get to your Father's kingdom, remember me. And he replied that today you will meet me in the paradise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That Luke 14, chapter 3, verse 30, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. Why? Because while he started the building, he did not take the cost. The survey plan is all in your hand, but did you go about how to know how much you're going to pack it together, how much you're going to need to build the house, or what you will possess to be a good spiritual builder to where you are going? So people will not mock you. So when you get to heaven, the Satan and his court will not come together to mock you. Listen, that your character is, you are building it. You can build it in a way that you will be blameless across the globe. And if you want that character, that you will be blameless, it doesn't matter what people say, don't worry about that. But what really matters, are you building according to the structure of God so you can make it to heaven? People, like a pastor, prophet, can talk to you, can even advise you, can preach to you. You might disagree that the pastor, the prophet, they are man. Yes, good. But you want to build it in your own way, so be it. But you can't pretend as if you have not had how Jesus Christ built. The first level, when Jesus Christ started and began to tell them how to build, he said, you must first of all come as a disciple. And the criteria, the requirement to come as a disciple is to hate everybody, to ignore everything. Not that you will not have wife or husband, or you will not have marriage, you will not have job, you will not have sister, siblings. Jesus Christ had one. He had, siblings with him. But they will not take priority in your life. Jesus Christ must take priority. Say even your own self. When he says, even you must hate yourself, that means you must hate your flesh. Because the Bible says flesh profit nothing. It is the spirit that giveth life. So you must hate your flesh. Your flesh will be dictating a whole multiplicity to you. A whole interest of yours to you. For you to fulfill. It's not left for you to know and to say no. Flesh, I need to hate you at this time to do the will of my Father. So you can finish well. So that is why it says in verse 26, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Look at that word. Jesus spoke it by himself. You cannot be, it's a parable that Jesus was talking about. Talking about how you prioritize your life, how you prioritize the way you live. Do you prioritize your life to please your wife, to please your husband, only or to please your children only. Some people can die before they are because of their children. They will say, don't worry, don't worry, don't even do it. Do it because of your children. You are doing because of your children or because of what God says? That mentality is very wrong. They will begin to tell you, they will begin to, you know, admonish you that don't worry. Just, you know, accept this and move on with it because of your children. Let me ask you, if you are childless, if you know God has not opened your womb and you are in that situation at that time because there is nobody that is barren in the Bible. If you know at that time you haven't gotten any children, no fruit of womb, and you are in that situation, what is going to be the admonition to you? Because of what? What are you, how are you, why are they going to talk to you that, you know, stay there or do something because of what? Because there's no children now. So you are taking the children as your priority more than our God. Praise the Lord. So when we're talking about building for eternity, what does really connote when we talk about this eternity? Eternity is a very long or seemingly endless time or life. The timeless state following death. That is eternity. And eternity has two phases, which I'm going to catalog for you real quick. Number one is L-O-F. Number two is K-O-G. The one L-O-F, that's lake of fire. If you go there, if you end up there, that is your eternity for life, forever. And just one of your finger will burn for 200 years. Then you will be in agony forever and ever. Brethren, when you have a lighter at your home and the lighter hurt your finger, how do you feel? You will feel so hot. Compare with when you've been thrown into the lake of fire. I pray for somebody. Your eternity will not be lake of fire in the name of the Lord Jesus. The second phase is K-O-G, Kingdom of God. K-O-G, Kingdom of God. So those are two phases of eternity. L-O-F and K-O-G, lake of fire and Kingdom of God. And there is a requirement on ground to follow. The way to build and package your life for you not to end in L-O-F, but to end in K-O-G. Brethren, the condition of disciples or the condition of discipleship given by Jesus Christ, by our Lord in verse 26, 27, and 33 is so profound, is so well spelled out by him that says, if anyone comes to me and he does not hate his father, mother, sister, and himself, you cannot be my disciple. How do you want to get to the kingdom of God without being the disciple of Jesus Christ? And you say Christian. They call that name after Christ. Brethren, verse 27 says, and whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. What is the cross? Some we have problem. Some, when they have problem, that is where you know whom they are. They will deny God. They will begin to look for another alternative to help God. There we go. We were discussing our house yesterday. We say when you go to herbalists, astrologers, astronomers, stargazers, false prophet, there is no one you will go to that they will ever tell you that they cannot solve your problem. Tell me, you that are found of that, go to false prophet or go to herbalists, go to juju priests, and bring your problem before them. Have they ever told you before that they will not be able to do it? Even the person will be dying. They will say, don't worry. This is what we are going to do. Go and do this. Go and do that. And they don't have any other power. But even physical hospital, if you take any patient to the hospital and the patient is going through one ailment or one chronic sickness or terminal disease, they will say, we cannot handle. They will refer the patient to people that can handle that particular ailment. But when you go, you know, to help God, to seek help where there is no help, they will never tell you that they cannot handle it. They just deceive you. Then you begin to follow, you know, dogmatically. You begin to follow like, you know, Thomas and stuff like that. So, verse 23 now says, so likewise, whosoever of you does not forsake all that, he cannot be my disciple. What do you mean by all that? Meaning that all that to forsake your life, to forsake your flesh, to forsake everything that can hinder you to build properly for eternity. That is what, you know, the Bible is talking about there. So, then that condition that is there means that the men and women that's going to use in his mighty building enterprise, because God has mighty building enterprise. The one is going to use mighty building are those in whom he has done everything with and everything for. Cross of Calvary. He said it is finished. You that subscribe to his majesty, you that subscribe even to his sovereignty, you that subscribe even to his structure, to his plan, to his move, that of a truth, Jesus has finished everything for me. Jesus has done it. I want to follow the way he laid it down, step by step, precept by precept. Those are the people that he will depend upon, that they will come and reign with him in eternity. What shall he probably demand to gain the whole world? You building house, you know, in your home base, in your hometown, in everywhere, you know, every city you go to, you build a house there. And then when you die, will you be able to gain the Bible? Say, what shall he probably to gain everything? You gain America with Africa, which you gain all the 6 continents. They make you super president over all the 6 continents. They make you king over all the cities. But mind you, a day is coming. A day of reckoning. A day of the Lord. Either you like it or not, that you will give up. That you will leave all of these things. The question is that, do you even plan, build for where are you going? Do you build, do you build yourself? Do you plan, do you package yourself that one day I will transcend? I will leave this sinful world. I'm going somewhere. Do I want to go to lake of fire? Or do I want to go to, you know, eternity? My father, you know, when he was alive, was so brave, so brilliant, brave, you know, or blameless. You know, he knows how to, you know, do things. He will never offend you. He wouldn't want to offend anybody. Carry himself very well. He will pray, you know, in opposite direction. We pray in direct direction. That, oh, God, do not let me sick. Do not sickness come upon me. He will play all kind of prayers. Eventually, he died. Talk to me now. What are you talking about? So, if you refuse to subscribe to the sovereignty of Christ Jesus at this time, there's no way you will not miss that kingdom of God. And I pray that you will never miss that kingdom of God in the name of the Lord Jesus. To be blossom is good or not. Even to be, you know, established, you know, is good or not. Even to be, live a fulfilled life, you know, is good or not. To become a professional, even or not, is good. To become a multi-mega billionaire is good or not. Like Bonke, you know, late evangelist Bonke, you know, you can become anything. You can fly 2 planes at a time. You are flying it with technology. You fly this one, you fly this one, and you are inside one. Even you can be on earth to fly. Recently, America came back from the moon with dragon, what they call dragon, you know, or jet. May the Lord have mercy. You know, the astronauts, you know, when they were, you know, saying their experiences, I said, God, have mercy. Because actual astronauts, they are people that, you know, train how to fly in air, you know, or aerospace. that goes, into the air, into the, and stuff like that. Praise the Lord. So, verse 26, he's talking about the people like him. People that will be his disciple must be like him. Those who love him passionately, personally, and sacrificially. With what? With great devotion. Hallelujah. If you say you love God, it is not easy to do it, because Abraham claimed that he loved God. And God said, hey, I'm going to test Abraham. You are the father of faith. The evidence of things not seen. The hope of things, that you hope for. Okay, I'm going to test it. I'm going to test, you. He tested him. He sent a message to him. That at 100 years, he gave him Isaac. And later on said, the Isaac that I gave to you, you have to sacrifice it unto me. Says the Lord. I know people will begin to struggle with it. They will begin to run helter skelter. They will begin to go and hire prayer contractors that cannot help themselves. Pray for me. Please, pray for me. They begin to see what they didn't see. They begin to procrastinate. They begin to prophesy lies, for you. Abraham didn't do that. He said, here I am, God. He obeyed God, not knowing that God was testing him. Brethren, as you are building, according to our Sunday school today, God is testing you with that, problems. God is testing without all that trials. But God wants you to be patient in him, to build according to his structure, to love him passionately, personally, with great devotion. Your life must be devoted to him in this building process as you are building for eternity. Those who have a love for him that goes far beyond any of the closest relations. That's what Jesus meant there. Jesus was talking there that you must be devoted to me. You must love me more than your father, your mother, the same thing Jesus Christ went to Mary in Cana of Galilee. And blessed them and turned water to wine. So he loved marriage too. He subscribed to it too. If you read Ephesians chapter 5 from verse 22, talking about marriage, do that wife submit to your husband and husband love your wife. So God even instituted marriage from the Garden of Eden. On top of that, God, Jesus is now calling you now that do not place marriage before me. Place me before God. That is where the scripture now relevant, that seek ye first the kingdom of God. That kingdom we say you should build for now. And the right and righteous and his righteousness. All other things shall be added unto thee. That's where marriage comes. That is when job comes. That's when traveling comes. That's when everything comes. Greener pastures come. So you must love God more than the closest relations to you. That's the meaning of that place. On that. The conditions are strict but glorious. The conditions are really difficult but divinely glorious. It's glorious. All that we build is going to be inspected one day. You know that? All that we build is going to be inspected that day. Inspected by Trinity. Let's quickly see the book of Amos. Amos at chapter 7. The book of Amos at chapter 7. From verses 7. To it. Thus he showed me, behold, the Lord stood on a wall made with a plumb line, with a plumb line in his hand. And the Lord said to me, Amos, what do you see? And I said, a plumb line. Then the Lord said, behold, I am setting a plumb line in the midst of my people Israel. I will not pass by them anymore. The plumb line, if you know, you are a bricklayer or you are, you know, a building engineer, you know a plumb line to know that things is square. To they will put a plumb line upon their job to see that their job is not out of specification. And God is saying here that I will send a plumb line in the midst of my people to measure your job, to measure the way you build. And if you don't build well, I pity you. Zechariah again, the book of Zechariah, chapter 1, I want to read verse 6. Let me read book of Zechariah chapter 1. I want to read verse 6 real quick. Zechariah chapter 1, no, verse 16. Verse 16 said, therefore, thus says the Lord, I am returning to Jerusalem with mercy. My house shall be built in it, says the Lord of hosts, and a surveyor's line shall be stretched out over Jerusalem. Again, proclaim, saying to them, says the Lord, the city shall again spread out no true prosperity. The Lord will again comfort Zion and will again choose Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Look at that verse 16. It said, I will return to Jerusalem with mercy. My house shall be built in it, says the Lord of hosts, and a surveyor's line shall be stretched over Jerusalem to survey, to see if Jerusalem has been built, is being built according to God's pattern, according to God's structure and specification. Brethren, as you are building, do you build to pattern? Do you build even the way God asks you to build for Him? Or you are building according to yourself? Or you are building according to your own pattern? So, when God inspects us with His searching and refining fire, will it detect that we have built enterprises of our own on the foundation of Jesus? Or we have built the enterprise of Jesus Christ upon the structure of Jesus, which Jesus Christ laid for us? First Corinthians, real quick. First Corinthians at chapter 3, from verses 10 to 15. Let me read quickly. According to the grace of God, which was given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, another built on it. But let each one take heed how he builds on it. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if anyone build on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become clear. For the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. If anyone work which he has built on, is it endures, he will receive a reward. If anyone works is burned, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire. I pray as your work will go through fire, will not get burned, in the name of Lord Jesus. Paul was talking here about how to build. Do you build according to the pattern of Jesus? Did you even sit down to ask yourself, as I am building, how do I finish well? That's why you go to church, to go and see the course, to see pastor talking to you, preaching to you, Sunday school, Bible study. Bible studies and the school teaching, you know, coming to church to listen to the word of the Lord. People will humble themselves at that time. When they get out there, they still come to themselves that this is me. I want to do it the way I feel I could do it better to satisfy myself. You are satisfying the body and the flesh that will go to the grave, that will be born one day. Why can't you deny the flesh? Why can't the flesh be cheated? Why can't the flesh even be slammed, be dragged into the mud? Why can't the flesh be tongue lashed and rubbish? For you to gain your eternity, for you to gain your heaven, brethren, come on now. Paul is saying here that according to the grace of God, which he has given me as a wise master builder. Why can't you become not master builder? I have a company in Africa. I know about company in Africa that called master builder, particularly in Nigeria. But this place, you know, put wise master builder. Why does he need to put wise there? You need to be wise. You need to acquire wisdom of God to build this structure we're talking about. To build for your eternity. And one thing you must know is that building for eternity, you are not building no eternity for anybody. You are building it for yourself. You are not building eternity even for your children. You are not building for your wife or for your husband. You are building it for God. If a wife trying to build it up, you know, to cover the husband, to cover the children, you cannot scold the children, you cannot tell the children the truth, you cannot tell your husband the truth. That means you are not helping him, you are not helping them to build for their eternity. Why can't you let them build, help them? If you cannot help them, leave them. If you cannot even help them, go on your knees and begin to intercede for them. To build for eternity. So Paul was saying here that as a master builder, I have laid the foundation and another built on it. So Jesus is talking about Jesus, the foundation that Jesus Christ laid that he saw. And Jesus is the wise master builder. I've laid the foundation for you to follow. And Paul laid his own foundation with his character, with the word he has, with the word he preached. And he was writing, you know, everything, you know, by the inspiration of God for us to follow. And he says, I have laid the foundation, verse 10, and another build on it. But let each one take heed. Look at that word. How he built on it. Let everyone take. So in the foundation, you must follow. If you want to build a house and the foundation is laid, the builder must follow the pattern of that foundation. Otherwise, the house will crumble. And if it crumble, that means you go and start again. You may not have the ability even to start again. That is the end. The same way, when you are not building for for KOG, Kingdom of God, then you building for LOF. You must build for one. You must build your life for one. Because there are two phases to it. No third phase, no fourth phase. Lake of fire, Kingdom of God. Where do you want to build? As you are building, where do you want to end it? Do you want to end it through your building, and the building is in your hand right now? You still have the ability to turn around. Say, Pastor, what can I do? When Peter, in the book of Acts chapter 2, the first church, when they were preaching to people, the people of the house of Israel, and people came to them, oh, please, what can we do to be saved? You have to accept Christ, Jesus Christ, and be saved. Bible says 35,000 was added to the church that day. Why can't you turn around today? Either you like it or not. That even your parents you cling on to. that even your husband you cling on to, that your children you cling on to, that your friend you cling on to, that your job we cling on to, one day they will leave you or you leave them. The prayer is that you will fulfill your days on earth. Even if I pray for you to fulfill your days, you fulfill your days, fulfill your days with 100 years, fulfill your days 120 years, one thought that I want to bet it with you, a day they will be praying for you to even go. They are praying for you to live long life. Okay, God has blessed you with long life now. 130, 140. Yes. Then you begin to pray that you must expire. Are you going to live forever? No. Brethren, take it on the way you build. You build on the foundation of Christ Jesus. For verse 11 say, for no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid. Which is what? Which is Jesus Christ. Look at that. Not if anybody is telling you that, you know, or bring this concussion, they call it concussion and forgotten, you know, or what they call Ebo. They bear Ebo, you know, to the party road. That the Bible says, become, you know, a trained sorcerer. Become, you know, a foreteller. Become all kind of things. This is good. God knows about it. Become a, you know, winch, black winch, white winch, become all kind of stuff. Fine. But I want to assure you, that foundation is on falsehood. It's on Satan. The only foundation that is true foundation is Christ Jesus. There is no other way to it. There's no, don't worry. I know what I am doing. I can do it myself. Yes, if I don't care what people say, fine. Who cares what people say? We're not talking about what people say. We're talking about what the scripture says. We're talking about what the Bible says. We're talking about the foundation of Christ Jesus. The what he laid down. Remember, the Bible says, ye are the epistle written in our heart, read and known by all men. You can justify anything, no problem. Nobody's criticizing you. Nobody is saying is talk is. It doesn't matter how you handle it. Even people are not talking, they leave you to live your own life the way you want to live it. But remember that you are building either for LOF, Lake of Fire, or KOG, Kingdom of God. In the place of building, there are spiritual, you know, instrument you must possess. Because if you read that verse 11, says, for no other foundation can anyone lay than that of which Jesus Christ laid. Verse 12. Now, if anyone build on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, saw, each one's work will become clear. For the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire. And the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. When death come, there's nothing you want to do again. The time has come, the angel will appear. Either the dark angel, angel of the devil, angel of the Lord. Your work has ended. The next thing the Bible says, it has been appointed unto man to die once. After death, judgment. And you go before the Lord for your work to be tested. So there are some instruments. I want to close now. There are some instruments you must possess. Number one, you must be able to appear before the Lord. Appearance before the Lord really, really matter. People doesn't appear before the Lord, but they like to appear before the pastor. They like to appear before the first prophet. They like to appear before the herbalist. They like to appear before the president. When they tell them president is coming, tell them governor is coming with entourage, their best suit, their best shoe, they will put on everything. When they write their report, when they write their speech, they will give it to a professional, even to vet the speech, so they can present it, you know, to the governor. They can present it even to the president. But they will never, you know, appear before the Lord. I pray that Lord will make you to appear before the Lord. Listen, when you appear before the Lord, you will never remain the same. Abraham appeared before the Lord, he was never remain the same. Noah appeared before the Lord, he was never remain the same. People that appear before the Lord, Daniel appeared before the Lord. never remain the same. Why don't you choose to appear before the Lord? That's the first instrument. If you don't appear before the Lord, the day God appeared to Joshua, Joshua didn't know. Joshua was a high priest. He didn't know that he was clothed with filthy garments. But the day he appeared before the Lord, God instructed them to take away the filthy garment. The Lord take away filthy garment from your life in the name of the Lord Jesus. The Bible says, who shall appear in the presence of the Lord, who shall stand in his holy place, then they have a pure heart and clean hands. And you can't just appear before the Lord. You can appear anytime, but not anyhow. You can appear anywhere, but not anyhow. You have to appear properly. You have to appear, the way God wanted to appear, through your heart. In the Old Testament, it talks about, a flat nose, bare face, hunchback. It talks about all of those thoughts, eczema, that you cannot appear before the Lord with all of that when talking about priests and stuff. But this time, God needs your heart. What is in your heart? There is hatred in your heart. There is bitterness in your heart. There is unforgiveness in your heart. There is no unloving in your heart. There is no, you cannot give in your heart. Unbelief in your heart. And you think you are appearing before the Lord. Nobody is judging you. But you judging yourself. The Lord give you understanding. The Lord help you that you will build for kingdom of God. You must be able to appear before him for building instruction. Some of the building instruction, the way you dress. You know the way you dress? Is part of it. The way you make up, they call it makeup. And I was checkmating somebody yesterday. I've forgotten the person. I said, don't criticize anybody. Don't talk about people that make up. It is not their fault. So you know what? Because they are not up to up. They are not up there. They want to make it up. That's why they are making up. So let them make up because for you that are up there, you don't need to make up because you are up there already. So the prayer you'll be praying for them as they are making up, so they don't make mistake. So they don't make mistake to cause cancer upon themselves, to cause problem upon themselves and the rest of them. The Lord bless they are making up so they can make up well. You are a liar. You lie, you manipulate, and you think, you can appear. You can't appear before the Lord. Ananias and Sapphira could not appear before the Lord because they lied. If you are a liar, please desist from it. If you are a backbiter, desist from it. You can't appear before the Lord on that note. If you are a gossiper, you can't appear before the Lord. Those are the parameters. Those are the measurements. Look at the parameters to appear before the Lord. And you have to come. If you have the Bible says a broken heart and a contrite spirit, I will not despise. Appearance before the Lord. The last one I'm going to say, then I begin to round up to pray. You must be able to have faith and trust. Faith and be born again. Get your hope up. Get the Bible's hope of this hope for. Let's look at Hebrew. The book of Hebrew quickly as I'm rounding up now. The book of Hebrew chapter 11 verse 1. Hope. It's talking about faith. Say no. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. For by it, the elders obtain a good testimony. You must be born again so your hope in Christ Jesus will be buffled up. Will rise up. So it will raise your expectation. Your better days are in front of you, brethren. in challenging times, it may be hard to see better days ahead. You may feel as if struggle will never end. That things will never turn around for you. This is exactly the moment to put your faith into action and expect God's blessing in the place of building for your eternity. Why can't you have faith and have trust in God, brethren? Why can't you have to have building faith? As you are building, you build with faith and trust in the Lord. You can't just be like that you are building for eternity and you don't have faith in God. Or else, some will continue to be, they will say, I am for Satan. They are building for the kingdom of no darkness. They are building to go to LOF. Brethren, you have heard the word of the Lord. I'm led to pray for somebody, you know, that has an abandoned project. Abandoned project doesn't mean that you are building a house or you started a course. You've been born again before. You've been following Christ, but you have backslided. That's abandoned project. Your abandoned project may be that you are so loving before, but because something has happened to you, you don't love anymore. You know, it may be that, you know, you have started a course that will take your star out. All of a sudden, the course, you stop it because of something. Maybe the lecturer are so wicked to you. Maybe the professor are doing something good. You give up. I don't know your own abandoned project. Even you may be building houses at this time, but it's not progressing anymore. Those are abandoned projects. You have a marriage that is not fulfilling again. That's an abandoned project. You have a marriage as if you don't have marriage. You are suffering inside marriage. Maybe you have separated already. You are somewhere. You are suffering somewhere. The husband is somewhere. The wife is somewhere. The children are somewhere. They just scatter. You are not together. And you still call yourself husband and wife. You still call them your children. Even you still bear the name of that husband. Even your children still bear your name and they are not under your roof. Brethren, how are you building? You're building for eternity. I want someone to know, close his eyes as we begin to pray right now. I want to lay your hand upon your heart where you are. That God, I've heard this word, building for eternity. I need your grace. Grace to build according to inspection. To build according to your pattern. Thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, mighty name, we have prayed. And tell God that my abandoned project, as I begin to pray for you now, that God will give me power and anointing of Omega to finish well. Thank you, Father. And so, Lord, we want to thank you. Lord, we appreciate you because you are a good God. Thank you for what you have done, what you are doing, what you are yet to do. We give you praise, we give you honor, we give you adoration. Lord, we have shared your word to your people to build for their eternity. I pray that every foundation, every authority that may be militating against their dominion power in the place of building for kingdom of God, Father, let such foundation crumble in the name of the Lord Jesus. Whatever that is no facilitating them to build for lake of fire, Father, deliver them in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, bring them to your presence. Whatever the spirit that is behind them that will not allow them to build according to pattern, according to structure, according to the foundation I just has laid down, deliver them in the name of the Lord Jesus. I promise about somebody. Everyone going through one abandoned project or the other today, that Lord deliver you, that Lord bring, Lord, even help, grace from heaven upon you to finish well. So shall it be. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah be unto your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Once again, I want to thank as many that have come to listen to the word of the Lord to worship with us today. We are broadcasting live from Royal Sea Church International, planted in the city of Lawrence and state of Maryland, in the United States of America. You know, by the grace of God, if Christ tarries in his coming, Sunday is another day, we still meet together. Once again, my name is Wale Ajimotorareje. Keep praying for us and keep praying for America. And keep praying for the peace of Jerusalem. Know that love, hate, no, we have peace. So shall it be. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah be unto your name. Jesus, mighty name. Thank you.